It's the BBC. It's Network Africa.
A report out today accuses the oil company Shell of complicity in human rights abuses by paying huge contracts to armed militants in Nigeria. The watchdog group Platform implicates Shell in cases of serious violence in the Niger Delta from 2000 to 2010. The report alleges that Shell made routine payments to armed militants, which exacerbated conflicts which, in one case, led to the destruction of Rumuepek town, where it is estimated that at least 60 people were killed. For more details, Pete Lewinstein spoke to Ben Amunwa of Platform, who compiled the report.
This new report by Platform looks at Shell's role in human rights abuses committed over the last decade, right from 2000 up to 2010. And I would say that it's split into several different parts. First of all, looking at the way in which Shell has participated in the militarization of the Niger Delta region. That is, how they have relied on government forces, who are fairly notorious for their appalling human rights record, to protect its own oil facilities, and how those soldiers have then abused the rights of local communities. It also looks at Shell's participation in a wide variety of other forms of conflict and violence, in particular the way in which Shell has paid contracts and cash to armed militant groups, including groups associated with MEND in the Niger Delta.
What is the evidence you have for this, particularly this suggestion that Shell have paid money to armed groups?
Platform went to the Niger Delta in 2010 and interviewed a wide variety of local stakeholders, including communities, victims of human rights abuse, and also officials from Shell. So in the specific case of Rumuepe, where the community, the town there, was completely destroyed, I mean, if you go there today, there are no buildings standing in Rumuepe. The destruction was that bad because armed gangs were fighting over access to Shell payments, essentially, and for control over this vital hub of oil facilities. What Shell has admitted, the Shell official I spoke to, is that throughout the years of that conflict, from 2005 to 2008, Shell awarded a number of different contracts, some for guarding the flow station, others for grass cutting or surveying the pipelines. And this money was essentially representing thousands of dollars that was flowing into Rumuepe during a time of intense violent conflict, which therefore exacerbated the human rights abuses and protracted the conflict that destroyed the town.
I suppose that Shell could say, well, there was no government control in that area at the time. They had to try and protect their interests that in theory should be for the benefit of the Nigerian state. And so they had to sort of hire local security to do that. Does it mean they necessarily were inflaming the violence?
Well, Shell substantially contributed to the conflict. I mean, let's not forget, it's estimated that at least 60 people were killed in Rumuepe. It could be more, it could be less, but what is without doubt is that the entire town was decimated. So we're talking about a very real consequence for the victims of human rights abuse, the victims in Rumuepe. A company operating in such an environment has a responsibility to avoid and prevent contributing or being linked to human rights abuses. And we believe that on the basis of this evidence in the report, that Shell failed to meet that standard. They did not do their due diligence in terms of who they were paying money and what was the likely consequence of paying money to those groups.
That was Ben Amunwa of the oil industry watchdog group Platform. Now, Shell declined a BBC request to be interviewed about the Platform report, but the company did issue a written statement insisting that it does respect human rights.
We have long acknowledged that the legitimate payments we make to contractors, as well as the social investments we make in the Niger Delta region, may cause friction in and between communities. We nevertheless work hard to ensure a fair and equitable distribution of the benefits of our presence. In view of the high rate of criminal violence in the Niger Delta, the federal government, as majority owner of oil facilities, deploys government security forces to protect people and assets. Suggestions in the report that Shell Petroleum Development Company of Nigeria directs or controls military activities are therefore completely untrue. it is unfortunate that Platform has repeated several old cases, some of which are unsubstantiated and some proven inaccurate, because doing so obscures the good work which has been going on for many years. However, we will carefully examine its recommendations and look forward to continuing a constructive dialogue with the Nigerian government and other stakeholders to find solutions to these issues.
We read you that statement from the oil company Shell.
BBC Network Africa.
It's just gone 7:38 GMT on this Tuesday morning.